Some of you may remember the bumper sticker, "God is my co-pilot." The idea is that we are in the driver's seat. God is our companion and helper along life's journey. Our scripture today reminds us that God is not our co-pilot. He calls us to follow him, not the other way around. Or you might remember the country song, "Jesus, Take the Wheel." "Take it from my hands, because I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go, so give me one more chance and save me from this road I'm on. Jesus, take the wheel." Today in our scripture, Jesus calls us to stop putting our hands on the wheel and deluding ourselves that we're doing the driving. In our first reading, Elijah passes Elisha plowing in a field. He calls Elisha to follow him and be his successor as a prophet. Elisha asks to go back and say goodbye to his family. He takes the wooden plow that he was using to plow the field, and he takes the oxen that was doing the work, and he barbecues the oxen with the wooden plow. The story of Elisha is having his whole life, his vocation, his calling, his work, his entire family reordered now around this divine call, this relationship with God. And this text would have been very familiar to God's people as Jesus was teaching and journeying through Israel in his day. In fact, those who are called to follow him and say they will follow him, they're the ones referencing this call of Elisha. So Jesus' challenge in these difficult words that he says to them come out of their arrogant presumption that they are like the prophet Elisha, that God is calling them in the same way as this great prophet who takes upon himself the mantle of Elijah. Jesus reminds them that Elisha's call is a divine call, and God calls the humble. So when Jesus passes someone on the road and he says he will follow wherever he leads, Jesus tells him that he may not truly know what he's signing up for. When Jesus says, "Follow me," to another, he wants them to know that it will reorder their entire lives. They'll never be the same. Their work, their family, their worldly concerns will all be transformed through this one relationship with Jesus. And that's what the kingdom of God does. This reign of God extends into every facet of our lives. Not just one direction we're going one day, but the entire course of our lives. Following Jesus puts all earthly relationships and concerns into a whole new perspective, Jesus reminds us. And we get to become ambassadors of this kingdom, this whole new reality that transcends this life and human understanding. Jesus reminds us in the scripture not to look back, but to look forward, to look straight ahead and follow him. If we look back while we're plowing the field, Jesus tells us, our path will be crooked and chaotic. Jesus also refers to Lot's wife with these words. You'll remember when she left Sodom when it was being destroyed, she turned around and she was turned to a pillar of salt. And so Jesus tells us not to look back. He'll reference this again in Luke chapter 17 explicitly. You and I, all of us, have received this divine call to follow Him. It's not just for pastors or for Old Testament prophets. To follow Jesus is for all of us to know that He will have a real and true impact on all of our other calls. Our call to be parents, our calls to be children, our calls to be spouses, our calls to be friends, bosses, employees, neighbors. Whatever our vocations may be, Jesus challenges us to follow Him and know that it will change all those other calls. He challenges us to put our relationship with God before our relationship with others, to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to us. Following Jesus does not complicate our lives and our other relationships. It actually enhances those relationships. Jesus connects the great commandment to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength with the other commandment just like it, to love our neighbor as ourself, which includes honoring our father and our mother. In other words, Jesus does not want to be just our co-pilot. He wants us to get out of the driver's seat, in keeping with that analogy. And He doesn't want a backseat driver either. He doesn't want us to just take the wheel. He wants to take our whole lives and lead us down a better path. The problem is when we don't want to let go and surrender what we think of as our control over our lives. We don't want to surrender all of our responsibilities, possessions, and relationships to the Creator and Sustainer, the one who's responsible for all the good things that you and I enjoy in the first place. He made everything that we enjoy. It's all a gift. We deserve none of it. He's the provider of every good and loving thing. And He makes us stewards temporarily in this short life, not owners. Like those who were called to follow Jesus that day, we too can often underestimate just how full of an impact it will have on our individual lives. He puts all of our relationships and worldly concerns into a whole new perspective. Our priorities line up as we put our hands to His plow, looking straight ahead, fixing our eyes upon Jesus, the Creator, the Author, and Perfecter of our faith, the one who calls us to sow seeds for His kingdom, to proclaim the kingdom just as that man was called ages ago, by His wisdom and strength. Like those who were called to follow Jesus that day, we too can also underestimate just how much of a blessing it is to follow Him. We talk about the cost of discipleship, but we also talk about the benefits and the blessings of discipleship. That we get to pray the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We get a foretaste of the feast to come. "Follow me," Jesus says. You'll discover the deeper truth of life. Follow me and all your earthly relationships and possessions will finally come into the bright light of my heavenly kingdom. Follow me and you will find forgiveness as I go to the cross, and eternal life as I rise from the dead. Follow me and trust me to lead you safely through the valley of the shadow of death to a banquet on a hill in the heavenly kingdom. Follow and surrender your lives to me, and I will lead you to eternal life. Come, follow me, the Savior speaks, all in my way abiding. Deny yourselves, the world forsake. Obey my call and guiding. O bear the cross, whatever betide, take my example for your guide. I teach you how to shun and flee what harms your soul's salvation, your heart from every guile to free from sin and its temptation. I am the refuge of the soul and lead you to our heavenly goal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.